So, do I sound here, Maribee, or do I need to carry the mic?
L1's not working.
Here, I can cope. I've got a mic right here. I have a puzzle that I'm hoping you'll solve for me. So,
I've got some water in my glass here, and there's water in the pitcher, and I'm going to pour a little bit into this vase. So I have water here and here. I'm going to make this an even more interesting shape. Yeah. There's some water here. There's going to be water in the bowl soon. Here's some water taking another shape here. And I'm wondering, what shape is the water? When you look at this and this and this and this. Anybody got any thoughts? Torin looks like he's raising his hand. Torin. The parts that it can't go that surround it give it its shape. And then it fills up the space in between. So now it's me-shaped, the places it can go. And here. And here. Yeah, look at all these shapes. And then it'll fill up the bottle, the bowl. So what if it's what if it's frozen? What if I froze it in here? Then would it stay this shape? The audience is of mixed opinions on this. Yes? Maybe. It could, that's true, it might break the vase, actually. And spread over, because water gets bigger when it freezes. And then, you know, will it stay that shape? I've got vase-shaped water forever and ever?
Not forever.
Not forever? How come? Okay, so when it warms up, it thaws and goes back to liquid, then it can be other shapes? Okay, well.
Heated, it goes to steam.
Or it could heat and go to steam and fill all sorts of spaces. So. You know, there was a Stevens who noticed this about water, and he said, nature is like water. It takes the shape of its container. I wonder what our containers are. Because if he's right, and I think he is, then our container is very, it determines what shape we are, what kind of people we are, what our lives look like. And human nature can vary so much. Have you noticed that? I mean, we can be incredibly cruel and also so kind and generous. We can be stingy, or we can give freely to other people. We can be self-absorbed or concerned about other people. We can be apathetic, which means we just don't care about much of anything at all, or we can be caring. We can seek nothing but advantage, or we can devote ourselves to creating fairness and justice for everybody. And what kind of person we each become much on the container into which we pour ourselves. Now, something we're learning about human beings is that the most important container is communities of other people. We have lots of things that influence us, that form the shape that we'll be, that form what kind of people we'll be, whether we'll be kind or cruel, etc. We're shaped by our genes, and the things that we read, and the places that we live, and we go in hearts and minds and listen to ourselves, and that affects our shape, or we listen to the still small voice within that many call God, and that affects our shape. All of those are influences. We know others too, but we usually think that we listen to them and then make our own independent decisions. We determine our shape. We don't think that we take our shape from other people. But much more than we think, we really do. Research shows again and again a way to predict how a person, what Z will value most, what he will do when faced with a moral decision, whether she will learn something new, is what the people around them especially the people who matter to them, are due. That is the firmest container. Our friends, our families, our coworkers and schoolmates, our neighbors, our community is the most important container that determines our shape. And that means that this community right here, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto, is really important. And if we want to be a certain kind of person, we have the opportunity right here in this place to make this community the container that we want. So it's the shape that we want to become. We say in our covenant of right relations, which is printed on the stiff cover of the order of service you have here on the back, we say that we accept the responsibility to make this community everything we want it to be. And this is exactly why. Because when we shape UUCPA, we know we are shaping our future selves. And we care about what kind of selves we're becoming. So I wanted to have just a little quiet moment for each of us now to ask, what shape do you want to take? What kind of want to be? And just in your own head, maybe even want to close your eyes, and we'll do this silently to ourselves because it's very, very personal. Imagine right now that you overhear someone talking about you to someone else. They don't know you're there. I'll call you blank in this conversation because you've got a lot of different names. And you hear this person, oh yes, you should get to know blank. You should get to know them much better. They're really, then what? What words do you hope to hear them use about you? Well, here we are, right this moment, in a community that shapes who we will become. And so just as you've taken a moment to consider what shape you want to be, what you want people to know about you, now we can consider, what shape do I want this community to be? We are shapers of the container that will shape us. We have many opportunities, even on this one day. And what better time than our in-gathering day? We are creating this community as we join together in worship, as we talk to one another afterwards, as we eat lunch together, everything. Many, many opportunities to shape what kind of community this will be. So now that you've decided what shape you want this community to be, you can do something in the next hour or so to help make it so. May the container we create be blessed, and may it shape us into people who will bless the world.